where a group of Reiki healers would make a circle, and another group, you know, those who needed to be healed, would sit down, make another circle. At the end, they feel very relaxed. They feel like they're charging their energetic body.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello, everyone. I'm excited to introduce to you Anya Beverly today. Anya is talking to us from South Florida today. Hey, good morning, Anya. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me here today. Welcome, everyone. So I'm Anya Weatherly. I would call myself spiritual healer, Reiki healer, energy worker, starseed, light worker. So those are the terms I basically came across to figure out who I was. And my background is I was born in Russia, the former Soviet Union. Specifically, I lived in the Central Asia region and also Siberia. And I came to the U.S. in 2004. When I was 18, I came to Los Angeles area. And, just like everyone else, started a family, went to school for many years, did a program at UCLA for international development. And then in 2011, moved to Florida, South Florida, did a law program here, and, pretty much lived ordinary life until a certain point.
I see. And then how did it come about? Because I was really interested in talking to you today about your spiritual awakening. Tell us about that, because that's, I think, really like the primary topic of our discussion today, spiritual awakening. And you really then went into Reiki energy and into the Reiki energy field, right?
Yes. So, absolutely. So as we know, the ascension process started on Earth since about 2012. So the ascension is basically it's the collective choice of the planet. Planet Earth and its inhabitants to ascend to a higher level of consciousness. And so in about 2012, the decision was made. So that was like the starting point of everything and the global shift. And, the Earth is still going through ascension right now. We're switching from 3D to 5D. That's from mind-centered living to heart-centered living. And the spiritual awakening for me, it actually started with moving to Florida in about 2012. I started seeing the first signals, as I was living my ordinary life. And it started with synchronicities and signs. So do you know what they are, what those are?
No, maybe help us to our listeners understand what that is.
Sure. So it's basically repetitive signs you see as you go along your daily life. So, for example, I started seeing numbers 11, 11, pretty much, 8, 10 times a day. And, I would look at the clock, I would see 11, 11. I would drive, look at the license plate, I would see 11, 11. And, they repeat constantly all the time. And it's like the universe is communicating with you. That, it's giving you some kind of messages and, signals. So later, you learn what they mean. You kind of decode them. They could be different. Could be 2-2, 3-3, 7-7. And, it's a specific message. But the 11-11 is significant because, I know that a lot of people see it now in their daily life. And it's also a number for ascension. So it's like, you're on the right track, you're going along with your ascension journey, the awakening. But also, I mean, I also started seeing, you know, the signs of mermaids, which was kind of strange because, you know, at that point they would repeat as well, like 5 to 7 times a day. So, you know, I would just maybe look at the TV, I would see a mermaid, I'd go to the store, I go to Whole Foods, I saw like a hand soap with a mermaid on it. Then, you know, it just like, and it would just escalate. Like I would see the signs more and more and more to the point where, you know, I started questioning myself, like, what's going on? So that story is a little bit like out of the, you know, the fairy tale realm. But, you know, I still wanted to share it because this is how my spiritual awakening started. So as I was seeing those signs, you know, I was kind of going crazy. I didn't understand why I'm seeing, you know, the mermaid signs. And at some point I came, you know, as I was seeing them daily, I came to like a beauty salon, and the lady who was doing, you know, some procedure on me, she basically had a mermaid chain, you know, like a chain with a mermaid on it. So I was like, at that point, I was like, what is going on? Why am I seeing all these mermaids? What does it mean? And the lady looks at me and goes, well, you didn't know about the spirit, like the mother of the oceans, the spirit of the mermaid, the Yamaya, or like Yamaya, they call her. And I was like, no, who is that? So she gives me the address to a place here in Florida, North Miami, to go and basically find answers to all of my questions. And, you know, later I learned that, you know, Yamaya is like, yeah, it's like the mother of the ocean. It's like a goddess mermaid that a lot of people worship in the Caribbean cultures, you know, the island cultures. And so, you know, I go to this store, and as you walk in, immediately you see like this huge mermaid, you know, a picture of a mermaid painted on the wall. You see the statues of a mermaid with like the offerings being made to the mermaids. And it's just like you're in a whole different world. So the lady that works at that store, she's from, you know, from the island. And it was very interesting because, you know, she does readings by throwing seashells on the floor. And also, it was the first woman that, you know, I ever saw, like a woman going into trance. I literally saw her spirit basically leaving her head, going out of her head, and then returning back as she finished the, you know, the reading. So, but, you know, in that store, she told me 3 most important things, which kind of like, you know, at first I thought it was super crazy, but first she told me that the mermaids were real. She told me that they are real beings. They just live on a different realm. Sometimes, you know, humans encounter them or even go into, you know, their world. And, was a shocker for me because, you know, we are always taught to, you know, the mermaids are a fairy tale, right? And, you know, it's just a fairy tale, it doesn't exist. But she opened my mind to it. The second thing she told me is that I, in my past life, had a mermaid experience, like I had an existence as a mermaid on that different realm, on that planet. And that the mermaids were my spirit guides. That's why I was seeing them. Like, they were like, the awakening, you know, the starting point of the awakening, and, you know, they were kind of signs, they were signaling something for me, and, you know, they're overall my spirit guides. Mm-hmm. So, and the third thing, she kind of foretold a very important meeting that happened in my life. She told me exactly the day and time when it would happen, and I already forgot about it, but months later, it happened. You know, I met my twin flame. It's basically like your second half, your soul in another body. And ever since that, you know, meeting that person in 2015 kind of like shifted, like fast-tracked my spiritual awakening. So that triggered the awakening of my spiritual gifts, psychic abilities, including, you know, doing Reiki, stepping into my soul mission, working, you know, my purpose, why I'm here, helping other people, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow, amazing. I mean, that's a really, really interesting story. And I know, you know, for some people it might be sounds a little bit strange or weird, but I mean, you know, out of my own personal experience, I know that there are so many things that we do not understand. And especially when it comes down to Reiki, I mean, many people have heard the term, but they really don't understand it. So how did you get started in Reiki energy healing? And maybe tell us a little bit about Reiki and how that could be beneficial for somebody to explore.
Absolutely. So, well, first of all, ever since the childhood, like my hands were on fire. And as you probably know, Reiki is done through the hands, by applying the hands. So by running energy through the hands to another person's body and another person's energy centers. So, you know, the Reiki technique comes from Japan and it's about, you know, 100 years old. And it's a very effective technique to, let's say, scan a person's body to see what kind of issues, what's going on with the person, be it physical or, you know, mental or something, the blocks in their chakras, in their, how the energy flows. So imagine like you can use, like I can use myself both to scan a person and to heal a person. And so yeah, like the hands, my hands were always on fire ever since a kid. Like I could put them, I could touch a tree, I could feel the energy running through the tree. But how it started here, you know, after this roller coaster, after the awakening, I was going through a rough divorce and I was in a lot of stress. And I was actually in the car with my ex. We were driving and like reminder, you know, clicked on my phone. It said that I had a meeting scheduled with Reiki Healing Circle, although I didn't schedule anything for that day. And then, you know, what was even more interesting, I was right on the same street where the meeting was scheduled. So I hopped out of the car, I went to the meeting, and I experienced the most profound healing. It was a group, you know, it was a place in Hollywood, Florida, it's called Divine Love. And there, you know, they had a free Reiki healing circle every Saturday morning, where a group of Reiki healers would make a circle, and another group, you know, those who needed to be healed would sit down, make another circle, and then they would apply their hands on us, on our head, on our shoulder, and run the energy. So after I finished that session, I stepped out of that place. I walked out a brand new person. All my worries, all my stress, all my troubles were gone. I have never experienced healing or anything like that in my life. So this is how I believed in the power of Reiki. And then I, you know, of course I got certified that same place to start my Reiki training, Reiki journey. And but I also noticed that I have natural ability to do it as well. Like, so when I, you know, scan the person's body, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm in meditative state myself. And, you know, it shows me colors. It shows me the colors of the chakras, what area needs work. So, Reiki is very beneficial, especially, you know, right now we're in this unsettling times where fear, you know, and anxiety gonna prevail among a lot of people, and a lot of people watch the news. So Reiki allows you to, what it basically is, it's like person will walk in and then I call in the energy, I call in the hidden energy of divine, you know, love and harmony and healing for that specific person. And and I feel it as it comes in. And then I, as it runs through me, I apply it to the person's 12 places in their body. And then they, at the end, they feel very relaxed. They feel like they're charging their energetic body. And from that also comes the physical healing.
Interesting. Now, the vibrational energy that, you know, is within us, I mean, it's important to kind of raise that frequency, that vibration, and that's something that can be achieved through Reiki?
Absolutely. You know, the beginning of each session, we do what's called like aura cleanse to try to remove everything negative that's, you know, sometimes stuck in the aura. And then, yes, by applying that, it's like, imagine it's like you charging your phone, right? You plug it in, you want to have like full charge. The same thing we're doing to the body. We kind of like, we fill it in with the perfect energy that's tailored for that specific person. And it comes from the source, comes from the universe, the creator. And then that energy, as it enters the body, it's like, you know, it consumes all the negative, you know, everything that's stored there, and it transforms it into beautiful, you know, nice energy. So it's like the perfect energy imprint. And yes, of course, raises your vibration, makes you feel relaxed, fear-free, healthy, you know, peaceful.
Yeah. So, I mean, what can we do in regards of, you know, keeping or staying in this high vibrational energy? Is there, do you have any tips, any advice that we can maybe follow?
Absolutely. You know, the work I do in Reiki, I believe that every person can do the same thing, just doing it like through meditation. So at home, the only thing that's needed is basically, you know, just to allocate time for it, because we're all, you know, divine beings. We are connected to the source. We are the energy beings, and we have the power to basically run that energy. So it already runs through us. This is how we're alive. But we have the power to draw in more of that energy into our bodies, just on our own, with you know, the tools we already have. So in meditation, you know, this is another tool I learned on my, you know, the awakening journey. So as long as like you allow yourself maybe 30 minutes per day, preferably in the morning, you know, you lay down. Like I always do in laying down. Like I'm not the person who can do it sitting up. But if you just lay down in your bed, you turn off your phone, you know, through any like, nobody would bother you. And you just start by breathing. You know, you take a few breaths, breathe in through your nose and breathe in out through your mouth. And this is how you first clear yourself out of negative energy. So as you breathe in, you imagine, you know, the golden light that's coming in through the head, through the space. It's like the masculine energy, the energy of God, the energy of cosmos. So it runs in through you and clears you. And as you breathe out, you imagine, you know, the smoke, kind of like the grayish stuff is coming out of your body. And this is how you clear yourself of fear of negative energy. And as you do a few of those, you know, breaths, then you can maybe put like, you know, the audio voice that will guide you what to do next. Or you can just put a relaxing high vibrational music. And what I basically do is I connect, like once I do my breath, you know, I feel like I'm clear, I'm calm right now. I run the energy. So we have two energies, one of the space, the cosmos, and one of the earth. The space is masculine, the earth is feminine. So all you do is just you go on relaxation and you imagine the energy that's running from above, kind of like runs through all of your chakras, all of your energy centers, all the way to the tip of your feet. And then you drop that energy in the middle of the earth. So imagine it going all the way down, hitting the center of the earth. And this is where the feminine energy is, the energy of the earth. And you connect with that energy as well. So you run it back through your feet, back into your heart center. Because, you know, right now we're in a heart center living. So everything will connect in your heart center and it expands there. So once you're connected to the universal consciousness, then this is where, you know, it's like a point where your light body is activated. Then at that point, you can do the work on your body, you can get rid of stored emotions. We have right now meditations for everything. Meditations to unblock heart chakra, meditations to release physical ailments from your body, you know, like just healing meditation. Just all sorts of things, and it's always work too. It's not like you just kind of space out and do nothing. No, once you're connected, you kind of like, you're like going level, you know, one or two higher. You like, you raise yourself up to a different level, and then there you do the work. You can do astral travel, you can travel to other places, you can see other beings. But that, of course, you know, also takes time. It took me about 3 years of constant practice to achieve that. But for now, you know, maybe just use like guided audio sort of meditations and just follow the prompts, breathing, and then, you know, just follow and see how you connect to yourself, to your
right body. Well, very good. I mean, those are definitely some very useful tips and advice. How are people able to get in touch with you? I think you're on Instagram, right? So maybe Reiki Gifted, that's your handle. It's R-E-I-K-I-G-I-F-T-E-D, Reiki Gifted. People can reach out to you, and they feel like they can want to get in touch with you. Are you offering any online sessions, or is this all like hands-on where people have to actually meet with you in person?
Well, yes, thank you. Yeah, the Instagram is probably the best way to connect. I'm still working on my website. I'm also working on building, you know, my business, Reiki Hidden Center. But yes, I think I posted a link there. It's one of the meditations that every person can do at home. It's about 38 minutes. Just find a quiet time. And it's like a universal shield meditation that will protect you from harsh energies, help you get rid of fear. So that link is posted on my Instagram. I do not offer any Reiki, like remote Reiki right now, but I do it in person right now. I just actually had a client last night. We had a beautiful session. And also, you know, some other services I do offer is house cleanses, or, you know, the cleansing of the negative energy out of your house or out of your business. But of course, right now, you know, the focus is on healing. So yeah, Reiki and meditation. I can also teach a person how to meditate, how to properly connect. You know, that can be done online.
Right.
One-on-one.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you so much, Anya, for your insight today. It was very interesting and eye-opening for me, because many times you realize we're living in a, you know, I would say from my old perspective, in a strange yet very exciting world, and to kind of connect and understand the deeper underlying truth that definitely exists, and we're all connected, we're all one, is becoming more and more important, as you mentioned at the beginning of our show. So again, you can reach out and connect with Anya at on Instagram at Reiki Gifted. Again, Anya, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful day and stay safe.
Thank you, Wolf. It was a pleasure. Stay safe.